Leaders. You're listening to Leaders.com.
Alhamdulillah wa kafa. Wassalamun ala ibadihi allazina istafa. Amma ba'd, fa'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Fa inna Allaha laghaniyyun hamid. Sadaqallahu al-azim. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun. Wassalamun ala al-mursalin walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin. Allahumma salli ala sayyidina Muhammadin wa ala ali sayyidina Muhammadin wa barik wa sallim. Allahumma salli ala sayyidina Muhammadin wa ala ali sayyidina Muhammadin wa barik wa sallim. Allahumma salli ala sayyidina Muhammadin wa ala ali sayyidina Muhammadin wa barik wa sallim. Honorable brothers in Islam, mothers and sisters listening at home, from amongst the beautiful names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed the ummah with the name Al-Ghaniyyu. Al-Ghaniyyu in the Arabic language means someone who is rich, or just the meaning of rich, Ghani. But when this attribute is for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then Al-Ghaniyyu would mean that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the all-sufficient, self-reliant, and He is the rich one. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the rich one, the all-sufficient, self-reliant. These are all the meanings that can be given to Al-Ghani. This one quality is only for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that He is Al-Ghani. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is completely free from every kind of need and want. From every kind of need and want. A human being, even if he is rich, he may be rich in money, but that does not mean that he does not require the assistance of other things. He might need the doctor, he might need a mechanic, he might need someone to cook food for him, to go shopping for him, whatever. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is that ghani who is completely free from need and want. Allah needs nothing, and there is no want for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And in order to understand this beautiful name Al-Ghaniyyu, what we need to understand is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created insan, human beings. And as human beings, especially the people of Iman, we worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In case somebody thinks that we are worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, so there is some kind of benefit for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You see, in this world what happens, where you have a man who is the boss, he is the boss, then he might have 500, 600, 1,000 people that are under him. And they are working under him. And both are benefiting. Who are benefiting?
Both.
Even the boss will benefit, and the workers will also benefit. Because the workers will get paid, and the boss will get the results done, whatever he wants from them. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying that I have created you. Your submission, your worshipping, your glorification. Don't even think for a moment that that is benefiting Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah has created you, and that is His mercy, and you yourself are the beneficiary. We are the beneficiaries. If we come for Salatul Isha, and we did ruku, and we did sujood, and we did dua, and we raised our hands, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying that is of your benefit only. Because I am ghani. I don't need any one of you. I don't need no one. The want and need is not with me. I am above everything. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, understand the meaning of al-ghaniyu. Al-ghani is very different from the ghani of this dunya. Very different. In Surah Ibrahim, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned, in takfuru antum wa man fil ardi jami'a. I have sent more than 100,000 messengers. Even then, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, if you disbelieve and if you become a kafir, in takfuru, if you do kufr, in takfuru antum, you, وَمَنْ فِي الْأَرْضِ جَمِيعًا, and all of humanity, east, west, south, north, everywhere, all of you become kafir. وَمَنْ فِي الْأَرْضِ جَمِيعًا فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ لَغَنِيٌّ. It does not make no difference to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Not an iota difference. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is explaining everything to us in the Quran. It does not make a difference to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Why? Because He is ghani. He is completely free from any kind of need and want. He needs no one. The all-sufficient, the self-reliant, the one who is rich, that is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ajib kalam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is out of my mercy that I have given you the hidayat, the tawfiq. I have given you the hidayat that you understand that you have to do ruku and you have to do sujood and you have to do qiyam. And I have put inside you the concept of worship so that you are connected to me and that you are thankful to me. Otherwise, I don't need nothing. What an ayat of the Quran. In takfuru antum wa man fil ardi jami'a fa inna Allah la ghani. And there are many ayats of the Quran in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned this attribute of His. In another verse of the Quran in Surah Baqarah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned this on the topic of charity. In case somebody thinks that because I am rich and I am wealthy and I am giving in the path of Allah, this is benefiting Islam. If somebody thinks like that, that as if it's my money and I am benefiting the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has done a bit of operation of that person in the heart. Allahu Akbar. Allah save us. Amen. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, if all of you turn away from Islam, all of you, I am still Allah. I am still Allah. I am the creator. There is no one with me. I am one. I am Ahad. I am As-Samad. I am who I am. It makes no difference to me. And this idea of giving in the path of Allah your money, this monetary worship, act of ibadah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, قَوْلٌ مَعْرُوفٌ وَمَغْفِرَ خَيْرٌ مِنْ صَدَقَةٍ يَتْبَعُهَا أَذَهُ. That your kind words and your forgiveness, that is better than a charity that follows insult or follows harm. Your kind words, وَمَغْفِرَةً, and your forgiveness. You know, you speak nicely, your kind good words, your gestures, your kind words and your forgiveness. That is better than a charity which follows harm. Adhan. Adhan means harm. Wallahu ghani. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, I am ghani here. What it means is that even if Allah has given you the money, and if you are giving that money in the path of Allah, that is the tawfiq of Allah. What is it? That is the tawfiq of Allah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, don't give any form of harm when you are giving in the path of Allah. Give it for that who is the ghani. But understand that you yourself are the beneficiary. Like how if you do salah, if you don't do salah, salah is an obligation. You have to do it. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, imagine if you, whether you rebel and you turn away, it's not going to make any difference to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Imagine if there is a school and in the school there are 500 students and the principal there, mashallah, he's the main person, and all of the teachers decide, okay, you know, you are the principal, but we teachers will not teach. What will happen? The principal will collapse. The principal will collapse. 500 students come and there are no teachers. Example. Or, just say, take this example. If all the children decide that we are not going to go to school, we won't go to school. And so, the school that had 500 children, now they don't have 500 children. They don't come. What will happen to that school? What will the headmaster do? He can't do nothing, principal. What is he going to do? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, I have created you. If you function properly or if you malfunction, it does not affect me. If you function properly or if you don't function properly, if you malfunction, it's not affecting me. You are the beneficiary. Whatever you do will affect you. Whatever you do will affect you. Allah is saying, understand who your Lord is. Allah is ghaniyu bas. Completely all sufficient, self-reliant, he needs no one. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, when you give your wealth, don't for 1 minute think that it is your money that is running this organization. Don't think that. But rather think that Allah has given you the tawfiq and you are doing it for the pleasure of Allah. Or, yatba'uha adha, the mufassireen have mentioned, that when you have given and then thereafter somebody says that, you know, acha, you are what you are because of me. You are what you are because of me. You are what you are because of me. This would be wrong. This is taklif. What is it? So this is wrong. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala saying, it would have been better for you not to give, but to speak something that is good. That would have been better. It might have been your sadaqah jariyah that way, by speaking something good. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala used his name here, Wallahu ghani. That I am ghani, it means that I don't even require your service in the wealth that I have given you. In the wealth that I have given you. For an example, if all of humanity decide today that we will stop giving charity and we will not help the needy and we will not give zakat and we will not build a masjid and we will not do things that are good and important for us, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, I am bari, I don't need that. I don't need any of your services. Ajib kalam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In another verse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, talking about Hajj, the Hajj season, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَلِلَّهِ عَلَى النَّاسِ حِجُّ الْبَيْتِ مَنِ اسْتَطَاعَ إِلَيْهِ سَبِيلًا. This ayat speaks of the farz of Hajj. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made it an obligation for the people to go and perform Hajj for those who have the means. To paraphrase the ayat, the meaning of it. So if you have the means, you have to go. But then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, Ajib kalam, listen to this. وَمَنْ كَفَرَ. If all of you decide that you are not going to do Hajj, that we are not going to put on ihram, that we will not go to Muzdalifah, that we will not go to Arafat, we will not go to Mina, that we will not pelt the shaitan, we will not do tawaf of the Kaaba, we will not do tawaf, we will not do Safa Marwa Sa'i, we will not do Qurbani. وَمَنْ كَفَرَ. Allah is saying, if you all decided you are not going to do Hajj, it does not affect me. فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ غَنِيٌّ عَنِ الْعَالَمِينَ. Allah is saying, I am ghani. Ajeeb. First he's saying, your iman, that is because of me. I gave you iman. You are the beneficiary. You are the beneficiary. You will benefit from Jannah. Who else is going to benefit from Jannah? Only insan will benefit from Jannah. And so what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying to us, that all the good works that we are doing, we should be of course thankful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But as intelligent people, we should understand every good works that we are doing, who are the beneficiaries? We are the beneficiaries. It is only going to help us. Whatever you do, if you've prayed your salah, you are the, if you've done Hajj, you are the beneficiary. If you gave in the path of Allah, you are the beneficiary. Everything that you do, it is only going to be points for you, and you will be the one who is in benefit. Nobody else. Nobody else. Allahu Akbar. That is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَمَنْ جَاهَدَ فَإِنَّمَا يُجَاهِدُ لِنَفْسِهِ. Again, Allah talks about laghani in the same ayat. That if you strive for anything in this world, for the good deeds that you are doing, then your striving is also for you. You will benefit. For any good thing that you strive for, you will be the beneficiary of it. You will get the sawab of it. Nobody else. Now, generally you will find that wherever Allah has used this term al-ghaniyu, then there is a term al-hamid with it. Ghaniyun hamid, ghaniyun hamid. Ghani means that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is self-sufficient. And hamid means that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the owner of praise. He is the owner of praise. Now the mufassirin explain why this quality is with al-ghani. Why is it with al-ghani? Now alhamdulillah, with the Muslims, this is not the case. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless the Muslim community, and especially our Leicester Muslim community. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless the Leicester Muslim community. I am only saying this because this is my duty, and I have to explain to you as it is mentioned in the tafsir. You know, one day somebody, I did a Juma Bayan, and then I went downstairs and he says, Maulana, I'm very naraz with you. I says, why are you naraz? He says, Maulana, you were talking about me today on the pulpit in front of everybody. I said, Ya Allah, what am I going to talk about you, bhai? I said, when I sit here, I do my homework. You know, I honestly work 7-8 days just to come up with the tafsir. It's not that, you know, I'm targeting anybody. I take out from my kitabs and tafsir and what our scholars say. This is not tafsir bil rai. This tafsir bil rai is wrong. You have to have a sanad. What is it? You have to have a connection. And you have to speak what it is said. And in fact, in saying all this, the first intention is my own Islah. What is it? My own Islah. And the Imam should think that he is the worst from everyone. That is what his intention should be. What I am saying, the first Islah is mine. The rest of the people are 101 times better than me. That is the intention. And so this is the intention, and that is how a scholar and alim should speak. An alim should speak. Sometimes it's not an easy job for the scholars and ulama. And you know, sometimes people think, oh, Maulana, you said this, Maulana, bhai, we have to talk and cover all the topics. We have to cover all the topics. Islah is for everybody. Huzur alayhi salatu wasalam, sometimes when he used to see something that was wrong in the community, then he would sit and he would say, I see things, what is the matter with certain people? They do this, they do that, they do this. People understood, okay, what we are doing is wrong and what we should do is this. But with my heart I am saying, Alhamdulillah, that our Leicester Muslims is not that because, you know, I want to flatter anybody here. No, I'm saying this because I have love for especially my community, the Leicester Muslim community. The amount of projects that people are doing in Leicester. Every masjid, 2 million, 5 million, Allahu Akbar, so many projects. And 90% of the money that comes out from the pockets of the Muslim community here. Maybe one person will give 100 times, Allahu Akbar. How great these people are. How fortunate these people are. So what I am referring to are those people who actually are disconnected from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Who are they? Disconnected from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala uses the term Al-Hamid with Al-Ghani. And I won't take much of your time, but I want you to understand the definitions. When we understand the Quranic terminology, then the mindset is right. What is it? The problem is our mindset is wrong when we take in dunya and the mindset, the apparatus complete is of this dunya, not of the akhirah, not of the Quran. So the definitions we have to understand. Hamid, why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks of Hamid, that he is Ghani and Hamid, the owner of praise. Generally, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling humanity that when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes a human being Ghani, when he becomes Ghani, rich, wealthy, that's what we say, a person who's wealthy, then generally amongst the rich people, generally there are certain people, they have a tendency to separate themselves from the other class. And so they become the elite class. What do they become? And they like to live in a class of their own, in an elite class they want to live. You will see that they want to break away from other people and they want to live in the upper class society. So for example, when Umar Farooq is traveling, he always travels in business class. You know that name? You didn't know that, now you know. So I'm just giving you an example. So what, we have the business class and then we have the economy class, but remember, not with our Muslim brothers here, subhanallah, our Muslims are gems. I'm talking generally. And this affects everybody, Muslims and non-Muslims. So you automatically see this class system that wealth can create, you know, this gated community and a different community. So they want to be an elite community, and sometimes with that elite mind, they also have a tendency, they feel that we can also rule others. We can also rule others. Or by we saying something, something immediately should happen. This mindset can happen. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying that I am Hamid. I am Hamid. Why am I Hamid? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, is there anyone more rich than Allah Pak? Anyone more rich? He is the Ghani. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, it is my sunnat that I have never separated anyone from my creation. Never, never. And the dalil of that is the prophets who came. They are the messengers of Allah. And when the messengers of Allah came, they united everyone without separating anybody. That is why when you come to the masjid, how do you perform salah? Shoulder to shoulder. In Arabia, what was happening is that the rich people, they would wear clothes and the clothes would dangle all the way down, sweeping the ground. What was it? Sweeping the ground. So this kurta was very long and you couldn't even see their sandals. And so when they would walk, it would be brushing the earth also. Everything was dirty. This was a sign that this man is a rich person. What is he? He's got clothes, very rich man. This is how they were. So Huzur alayhi salatu wasalam. No, this is takabbur. What is it? Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam says, when you wear your izar, make sure it's above your ankle. Put it up. Put it on top. Put it on top. So this is what you put your izar on top. And then, in the beginning, they did not want to perform salah with the lower class people. And they said, look, you know, if we become Muslims, are you saying we have to stand shoulder to shoulder with these peasants, with these poor people, these slaves? Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wanted to break that system. So that is why he said to Hazrat Bilal, stand on the roof of Kaaba and give azan. They saw this. And they said, it's better that our forefathers are dead, sleeping in their graves, than to see this day. The day of humiliation. We are humiliated. But eventually, alhamdulillah, the system of Islam came in to break this system. What is it? To educate the ummah that we are all one. Ghani is only Allah. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent Anbiya alayhim salatu wa salam. They did not separate anybody. In fact, they were humble people, meek, humility. That was their traits. This is how they were. And they would want everybody together. And so that is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, I am Ghani and I am the only one that is the owner of praise. I have not separated anybody. I have not separated anybody. In fact, if you go for Hajj, what is Allah Pak telling us to do? What is Allah Pak telling us to do? To close your identity, to hide your identity. Yes, where ihram? Who you are, your uniform, take it out. Nobody must know who you are. That is the purpose of your Hajj. Nobody should know who you are. If you are Malik Salman of Saudi Arabia, you still have to put on ihram. In case somebody, if there was no ihram, somebody will come with clothes and, you know, such clothes that will make a mark that this person is very rich, this and that. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, no. I am Ghani. Do your islah, cleanse your heart. You come to me, become naked. This is the day of Qiyamah. Remind yourself of the day of Qiyamah. What will happen on the day of Qiyamah? Nothing will come with you except for your good deeds. So you put on your ihram, bas, and you go. You have no identity. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, I am also Hamid. I am also Hamid. Now, let us understand the definitions. In this world, for a person who is rich and wealthy, in Arabic, sometimes we say he is Ghani. What do we say? He is Ghani. I'm not sure if all the brothers understand that. We often say Hazrat Uthmane Ghani. What do we say? Hazrat Uthmane Ghani. Actually, Hazrat Uthmane Ghani was not his middle name or his family name. Ghani is a title given to him that he is very rich. He is very rich. When I was in Portugal, there was a brother, mashallah, our masjid musalli. Allah give him Jannatul Firdaus. He's passed away again. Very generous person. MashaAllah, a Muslim community, Allah has given them the heart. So, his friends would call him Abu Riku. What would they call him? Abu. His name was Abu Bakr, but they would call him Abu Riku. In Portuguese, Riku means rich. Abu Riku. We say rich, so they say Riku. So, whenever you come in the masjid, and it obviously the masjid, the community was small, say, where's Abu? They say, which Abu? Abu Riku. And that was his name, Abu Riku. Bayu, Abu Riku speaking. But it was not takabbur. This was a name that was given to him. Like Hazrat Uthmane Ghani. They call him Hazrat Uthmane Ghani. Very wealthy man. What are the definitions of a rich person in this dunya? We say a person who is rich, who has got wealth. Who has got wealth. And the opposite of Ghani is Faqir. What is it? Faqir. Ghani and Faqir. Now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying in the Quran, Ya ayyuhan nas antumul fuqara ila Allah.
Allah gives his own fatwa and fasla. O humanity, all of you are faqir. All of you are faqir. This is the fasla of Allah Pak, subhanAllah. And because of this ayat kareema, my Shaykh, Hazrat Maulana Zulfiqar Sahab, in all his life, he called himself Abde Faqir. Allah give him a long life. So that is why you'll find that he has written many, many books, and the volume of books that he has written, it has been titled as Khutubate Faqir. What is it? What is it titled? Khutubate Faqir, Volume 1, Volume 2, because of this Ayat Kareema. He said, because Allah has given us a name, Ya Ayyuhannas Antumul Fuqara, so I like this name. All of you are Fuqara. Ya ayyuhannas antumul fuqara'u ila Allah. Towards, you are faqir to Allah. Wallahu huwal ghaniyul hamid. And Allah is the one who is ghani. Allah is the one who is very, very rich. Understand this, you understand everything, mashallah. Now, in Islam, the scholars have mentioned the definition of rich ghani is quite different. A person can be wealthy, a millionaire, billionaire, but to Allah, he is a poor person. A person who is very, very wealthy in Islam, ghaniyu, is not a man who has got wealth. Al-ghaniyu in the Islamic terminology means a person who is completely connected to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He is ghani. What is he? He is the most rich. And who is faqir? Now faqir can also mean a Muslim who's got a lot of wealth. But in Sharia he is faqir if he has got no connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now a person who's got 1 pound in his bank account, but he can be in the Islamic terminology a millionaire. Very rich. Why? Because he's got a very strong connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Hazrat Bilal radiallahu ta'ala, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Hazrat Bilal, what did he own? Nothing. He had nothing. But Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Bilal, I can hear your footsteps in Jannah. Ajib. I can hear your footsteps in. So my respected brothers, the main thing is, everything else is side issues, something that will come. But the main thing is your connection with who? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And when you connect yourself to Al-Ghani, then you become Ghani. And when you cut away yourself from Ghani, then you are a Faqir. Then you are a faqir. Hazrat Hassan al-Basri, great scholar. Someone asked him, Hazrat, how did you attain this position? And he said, simply what happens is that I shut my eyes from the people that are around me and open my heart only to Allah. I have shut my eyes to the people and my heart is only open to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He is al-ghani. He is the one who gives knowledge, happiness. Allah is saying, you are faqir, you need me. Our physical needs, emotional needs. Imagine. Everything. Our spiritual needs. Sometimes you feel very lost and low. And you can't even recite the Quran. Spiritually you are low. Emotionally, sometimes you want to be hugged and someone to say, no, no, you know what, I care for you. No, no, we still love you. Physically, you want good health. He takes care. Allah is saying, Antumul Fuqara, your 1.1 trillion cells that function your brain are muhtaj of me. 1.1 trillion cells in your brain are muhtaj of me. Allah is saying, one blood clots can make you paralyzed and you can even have a heart attack and you can die. That is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allahu Akbar. So Allah is saying, Antumul Fuqara, you are muhtaj of me and I am ghani. I am completely ghani. So understand the beautiful meaning of Al-Ghaniyu. that we are all connected only to that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If we are worshipping, who are the beneficiaries? We are. We are benefiting. So an intelligent person is that person who worships Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Let not shaitan drift you away. That is why Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said that sometimes you'll find a person, he will not take care of two things. Free time and good health. Free time and good health. He doesn't take care of it. When you don't take care of your leisure time, free time, what will happen? Some people are playing on games for hours, hours. Chalo, theek hai, mashallah. Sometimes, you know, as a human being, you might want to play some games. If you play some games, then at least beat the shaitan and you say, you know what, 25 minutes I played game, 25 minutes I'm going to do tasbih of Allah Pak. Do that. Show him. You are watching something on the television and then you say, you know what, half an hour, okay, I'm watching something. Now what, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to pray half an hour Quran also. I'm not going to allow shaitan to win. This laziness, laxity takes over and a person finishes. Ibn al-Qayyim al-Jawzi rahmatullah alayhi says there are three kinds of people. One is a person who's got free time but hasn't got the health. Another person is, he's got health but hasn't got the free time. The third person is that person who's got free time and health. And that is the person who has to make sure that he makes qadr of every single second that Allah has given us. It is so precious. So precious. Time is so precious. This is a commodity that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us. Inshallah, just to conclude, I want to read in front of you one beautiful hadith which I have written. I don't make any mistake in reading the hadith of Huzur alayhi salatu wasalam. This hadith is in Sahih Muslim. This hadith is in the Sahih Muslim. The narrator is Hazrat Abu Dharr Ghifari radiallahu ta'ala. A very long hadith, and I'm just going to read one portion of it which is connected to our topic today, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is al-ghaniyu. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, and this is hadith Qudsi, but Huzur alayhi salatu wa salam is mentioning this, and he says, Ya ibadi, لو أن أولكم وآخركم وإنسكم وجنكم كانوا على أتقى قلب رجل واحد منكم ما زاد ذلك في ملك شيئا يا عبادي لو أن أولكم وآخركم وإنسكم وجنكم كانوا على أفجر قلب رجل واحد منكم ما نكس ذلك من ملك شيئا. O my servants, if the first of you and the last of you, the first of you and the last of you, and all the ins, human beings, and all the jinns, kanu, if all of you become one body, and all of you become like, your heart becomes the heart of the most muttaqi person. So all the jinns and all the insan, from the very beginning till the end, all of them become like the most muttaqi person that came in this dunya. So who is the greatest person who came in this dunya? Huzur alayhi salam. So in this hadith example, if all of you were given the heart of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, his heart, that his taqwa, all of you, مَا زَادَ ذَلِكَ فِي مُلْكِ شَيْئًا, that would not increase an iota of my kingdom. What is Allah Pak saying? This will not increase an iota of my dominion, of my power, of who I am. If all of you, you became infallible, you became ma'asoom, that you did not do any sins, your heart is ala atqa qalbi rajulin wahidim, that from amongst the most muttaqi, that can only be Huzur alayhi salatu wasallam. It will not increase my dominion one iota. And then Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam says again, the first of you, the last of you, all of you, ins and jinn, all of you, if you decided that you are going to become the worst and the most wicked from anyone that has come in this dunya, and let's take an example of Fir'aun. Let's take an example of Fir'aun. If all of humanity and the jinns became Fir'aun, مَا نَكَسَ ذَلِكَ مِن مُلْكِ شَيْئًا Allahu Akbar. This will not decrease an iota from my kingdom. This will not decrease an iota from my kingdom. That is the Allah that we are worshipping. So we should be thankful, my respected brothers. Is there anything that can be compared to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Is there any other religion in this world but Islam? And so inshallah, when we worship that Zat who is Al-Ghaniyu, we are going to go to Jannah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will reward us with Jannah. Jannah is for the people of Iman. And we are worshipping, that is the hidayat that is given to us by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Just for a few minutes, inshallah, if we shut our eyes and do tawajjuh and concentrate toward the heart, and let not shaitan take control of the heart and think that the heart is doing the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين اللهم تقبل منا وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم برحمتك يا رب العالمين